This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, make sure you get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers ag-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to 12 months. Ag Direct also features an easy application. It takes just minutes, and you can get a credit decision back in minutes, too. That means you can make the deal on the spot without having to call back or make a return visit. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, be sure to ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. So get a good deal on your equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. First of all, in our farm news on this Friday morning, the DTN general opening call. Later this morning, expect corn to open about a nickel lower, beans about 16 lower, wheat 2 to 3 lower. The overnight crude oil market, 94 cents lower at 96.14. Brent crude, 82 cents lower at 111.91. The June gold contract, $14 lower at $1,581.50. The U.S. dollar index 0.056 higher at 80.168. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat closed at 594¾, up 3½. July wheat closed at 601¼, up 1¼. September wheat closed at 616½, up 1¾. May corn yesterday closed at 625½, down 15¾. July corn closed at 587½, down 19¾. September corn closed at 513½, down 13½. May soybeans yesterday closed at 1452¼, up 24½. July beans closed at 1455¼, up a quarter. That's up 25. July beans, 1455¼, up 25 cents. August beans, 1441¾, up 25½. May soybean meal yesterday, 423.90, up 90. July meal closed at 424.60, up 86. August meal closed at 416.60, up 101. May soybean oil yesterday, 53.15, up 69. July oil, 53.50, up 68. August oil closed at 53.70, up 69. May oats yesterday, 333¼, up 1¼. July oats closed at 336. That was unchanged. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices ended mixed on Thursday afternoon, with soybeans and wheat higher and corn lower. Traders reacted to the updated supply-demand figures from the USDA and weekly export sales numbers. The USDA lowered the 2011-2012 soybean carryout to 210 million bushels, while the supply-demand report increased the carryout for corn to 851 million bushels. Weekly export sales figures for soybeans were over trade expectations at 1.82 million tons. In central Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 20 cents lower, ranging from 606 to 626. Soybean bids were up 24 to 27 cents at 1431. That's 1431 to 1443. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 19 to 20 cents at 6.11 to 6.34. Soybeans were up 25 to 27 cents at 14.39 to 14.58. And wheat bids ended steady to a penny higher at 5.76 to 5.98. In the St. Louis area, Country Elevators and Mills reported corn bids down 16 to 20 cents, ranging from 6.18 to 6.26. Soybeans advanced 19 to 28 cents at 14.35 to 14.50. And the wheat prices ended steady to a nickel higher at 5.94 to 5.98. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 21 to 29 cents lower at 6.21 to 6.28. Soybeans were mostly 17 to 19 stronger at 14.43 to 14.57. And the new crop wheat bids for June-July delivery ended mixed at 5.91 to 6.01. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 29 cents lower at 6.36 to 6.37. These same elevators boosted their soybean prices by 21 cents with quotations of 14.70 to 14.71. Soft red winter wheat ended 2 cents higher for the day at 6.16 to 6.17, while the Milo ended 23 cents lower at 5.53 to 5.54. Also tonight, we have the Illinois Production Cost Report. In that report, anhydrous ammonia range from $790 to $885 per ton, an average of $832.69. That's $1.15 lower from our prior report. Urea range from $700 to $791, an average of $731.83, down $13.37 per ton. Liquid 28% nitrogen range from $390 to $430 per ton, an average of $415.55, $13.97 lower. Diammonium phosphate range from $600 to $690 a ton, an average of $634.25, down only 17 cents. Monoammonium phosphate range from $6.55 to $7.25, an average of $690 a ton, down $11.67. Potash up $5.33 per ton, ranging from $6.10 to $6.80. And the farm delivered diesel fuel range from $3.44 to $3.65 per gallon, an average of $3.58. That is 17 cents lower. That is our grain and cost of production report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
May hogs on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 79.80, down 27. June hogs closed at 84.50, down 35. July hogs closed at 84.77, down 47. June cattle yesterday closed at 115.85, down 75. August cattle closed at 118.60, down 32. October cattle closed at 123.37, down 85. May feeder cattle yesterday closed at 150.35, down 30. August feeders closed at 158.90, unchanged. And September feeders, 159.97, up 15. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Thursday, May 10th, for the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hogs, barrels, and gilts closed 53 cents lower. Carcass base price range 69 to 76.35, weighted average 74. Hogs purchased in Illinois today 10,800. Illinois direct brown gilt trade was steady from 52 to 55, and Illinois direct slaughter sows traded steady to dollar lower. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds from 41 to 45. 450 to 550 pounds at 44 to 47. Over 550 pounds, 48 to 49. Today's estimated receipts, 725, and Wednesday's actuals, 975. Pork carcass cut out, 80.12, and that is up $1.96. The estimated daily livestock slaughter and federal inspection, hogs today, 416,000. Last week, 409,000. A year ago, 403,000. Week to date of 1,659,000. Cattle for today, 127,000. Last week, 126,000. A year ago, 129,000. Week to date of 497,000. Box beef cutout values are lower on moderate demand and moderate to heavy offerings. Total movement today, 190 fab loads with 70 trim. Choice at 189.92, that is down $1.59. Select at 183.86, and that is down $2.09. At the Schuyler Livestock Auction over at Rushville, 491 head sold. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded unevenly steady with slaughter cows and bulls 3 to 5 higher. There was a special feeder cattle sale included in the regular sale. Feeder cattle prices were steady with the previous week. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 120 and a quarter to 126. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s at 109.75 to 114.75. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s at 119.75 to 124.5. Slaughter cows, breaking type, 90 to 95.5. Boning type cows at 84 to 89.5. And lean cows, 75 to 80.5. With slaughter bulls, your grade 1s at 90.5 to 95.5. At the Greenville Livestock Auction, 666 heads sold yesterday compared to 2 weeks ago. Slaughter steers and heifers sold $1 to $2 higher, with Holstein steers steady. Slaughter cows, bulls, and feeder cattle not reported. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s, 122 to 126. Select and choice 2s and 3s, 115 to 120.5. Holstein steers, choice 2s to 3s, 110.5 to 115.5. Select and choice 2s and 3s, 105 to 110.5. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s, sold at 121.5 to 125. At the real hay auction over at Congerville yesterday, 345 bales sold. Compared to last week, hay sold steady to firm. All prices are for small square bales. Alfalfa, good quality, $5. Alfalfa orchard grass mix, good quality, from $4 to $5. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality at $5.75. With mixed grass, good quality, $5.25. Wheat straw, fair quality, $1. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock and Grain Market News Service. Returning back to WSMI. I'm on 83.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, the spot prices for butter, 130 and a quarter, up a quarter. For block cheese, 149 and a quarter, unchanged. For barrel cheese, 144 and three quarter, down a half. The spot price for Class 3 milk yesterday closed at 15.24. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for May, 609. For June, 596. Corn delivered to Scottville for May, 609. For June, 588. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for May, 1426. For June, 1446. Wheat delivered to Scottville for May, 580. For more information or to confirm the bids, you can call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield and Scottville, 609. Beans delivered to Scottville or Greenfield, 1426. Wheat at Scottville, 580. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
M&M Service Company is now treating soybeans with the seed treatments to help you get the highest yield and best stand possible. Treating soybeans is the most effective way to protect your soybean stand against seedling diseases and insects while also providing early vigor. M&M also offers inoculant treatments. Your soybean crop is worth more today than ever before, and it makes sense to protect and enhance it with a seed treatment from M&M Service. Ask your crop specialist about the advantages of having your soybeans treated today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of need.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the upper 70s and light south winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, the low in the mid-50s, and for tomorrow Saturday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, the high in the upper 70s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy, a chance of showers on Sunday, lows in the mid-50s, highs in the mid-70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure rising, and our temperature 48 degrees. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
What do you know? John Deere turns the big 175 this year. To celebrate, don't miss Sloan's Green Tag event, our biggest deer season event of the year. Just get to Sloan's and look for the green tags. Up to $550 off select series riding mowers and savings up to $800 on Gator utility vehicles. The John Deere Green Tag event going on now. Visit any of Sloan's 11 Central Illinois locations or on the web at sloans.com.
Power up with Sloan's.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive, by the Litchfield National Bank, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. First of all, in our farm news today, from the Greenville livestock auction yesterday compared to 2 weeks ago, slaughter steers and heifers sold $1 to $2 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded steady. Slaughter cows, bulls, feeder cattle not reported. Slaughter steers accounted for about 20% of the total run. Holstein steers 41%, heifers 39%. Choice 2 to 3 slaughter steers brought an average of $123.91. Select and choice 2 to 3 slaughter steers brought from $115.93 to $118.71. Select 1 and 2 slaughter steers brought from $105 to $110.50. Choice 2 to 3 slaughter Holstein steers brought $111.97. Select and choice 2 to 3 slaughter Holstein steers brought from $105.50 to $108.47. Select 1 and 2 slaughter Holstein steers averaged $101.14. Choice 2 to 3 slaughter heifers averaged $123.15. And select 1 and 2 slaughter heifers brought from $105.73 to $113. Total receipts at the Greenville livestock auction yesterday, 666 head. 2 weeks ago, 722 head. A year ago, 490 head. In other farm news, on Wednesday, we talked to M&M crop consultant Bill Brink. We discussed the area's forage crops.
Well, forage crops, kind of interesting. You know, there's fields out there that have been alfalfa fields that have been cut, you know, several weeks ago. There are alfalfa fields that haven't been cut yet. I was talking to a farmer just recently, and he says, I'm just waiting for about a four-day window when I can get out and cut his alfalfa, and he's probably doing it right now. We seem to have a couple of decent days here. So, you know, it's across the board. We've had some that's cut, some that needs to be cut. And also, one thing out there that I've noticed, some of these spots in these alfalfa fields, kind of light-colored spots, maybe the leaves are turning white, and that might be possibly be a boron deficiency. You know, if you're growing alfalfa, make sure that at some point during the growing season you apply about a pound of actual boron per year. Now, you don't want to do that the last year that it's productive. In other words, if you're going to tear the stand up and put it into corn next year, boron can be toxic to corn and possibly soybeans as well. So you don't want to apply the boron the last year that it's productive, because it could have some effects on the following year's crop. So get out there. And also, you know, if you do take this alfalfa off, make sure you check for alfalfa weevil. Because as early as it is, we probably still have weevil activity out there. And then, of course, later on, I'm sure we're going to be dealing with some leafhopper problems if you do not have a leafhopper-resistant variety out there.
So, as always, scouting is so important.
Extremely so. We just need to get out there. I know, you know, some producers don't have the time, but it's extremely important just to take a round every once in a while and walk the field, see what's happening.
That's M&M crop consultant Bill Brink. Earlier this week, a special meeting of farm advisors was held at the Brownstown Research Center, and with a report, we'll join Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau Network.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting Ag News here on WSMI. Earlier this week, a meeting for Southern Illinois crop advisors at the Brownstown Research Center. Robert Bellum, Extension Educator in Crops, talked with us about the meeting. Bellum said the meeting was timely, as some disease is showing up in wheat in some parts of the state.
You know, at least through this area, there's a fair amount of sort of a new disease in the area, and that's a disease called stripe rust. Has shown up in various levels through this part of the state where we had more rainfall this spring. It's a disease that likes cool weather. It very seldom shows up, but when it does, it can cause some significant damage.
How much damage?
Well, it depends on susceptibility of the variety, and that was one thing that was really nice with yesterday's tour. Because we have breeding trials here, these are varieties that are in early stages of development, you could actually see extreme differences. Some varieties severely damaged, other varieties right alongside of them that hardly show any damage at all. So what happens in the breeding process is that the breeders will discard those very sensitive varieties, but it gave the guys the opportunity to see just how much progress can be made through selective breeding for disease resistance.
The Southern Illinois Wheat Tour will be held next Tuesday, a week ahead of the original date, because the wheat crop has developed so quickly this year.
Wheat is rapidly progressing. It's been anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks ahead of what normal development would be expected for this time of year all spring, and probably by the end of the month here, the wheat's going to be in soft dough stage or past, and right at this point, it's looking like wheat harvest may be a couple of weeks earlier than what it normally would be.
So with the rust that we talked about and some other things showing up, what's your gut feeling on what we might see with a number for potential for this year's wheat crop?
Well, it's always dangerous to try to predict wheat yields until it's actually in the bin. At this point, for the majority of the state, at least, rainfall has been low enough that probably Fusarium head scab shouldn't be a major issue this year. That is the normal disease we worry about with wheat development. The stripe rust, most of the commercial varieties do have pretty good resistance to it. The wheat crop probably looks as good as I've seen it in my 20-plus years in extension. Realizing that, you know, storms, extremely hot, dry weather, anything can reduce those yields between now and harvest. But so far, things look pretty good.
Robert Bellum in Brownstown. By the way, next week's look at the wheat crop, the Southern Illinois Wheat Tour, will happen on Tuesday, May 15th. For WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
And in other parts of the world, the wheat harvest in Oklahoma is off to an early start, according to Brent Cassidy of Cassidy Grain, whose first load was received on the 5th. He says that's about 3 weeks early, and Cassidy feels it won't be long before they'll be going full speed.
If we could get some sunshine, it'd probably be just a day or two. The combine started to roll in now. There's a few local cutters and a few custom cutters cutting. We probably got 40, 50 loads of wheat yesterday. Today's a kind of a misty, cloudy, overcast day, so there's not any cutting going on today. All samples are wet.
Cassidy says the crop that's come in so far has been good.
The early wheat test weights are 58 to 62 or 3. Yields I've heard are 43, 47, 57 on one field, but not going to all be that way.
And he says that's a welcome relief from the disaster they had last year. Farmers who signed up for the ACRE program have not received many payments, but it has done what was promised and can still provide that same revenue protection this growing season. Todd Gleason has more.
ACRE is a program from the 2008 Farm Bill. It's a counter-cyclical program farmers could have, can still, choose to use rather than the old target price program. It makes payments based on what happens to farm revenue statewide. Gary Schnitke from the University of Illinois says it's highly unlikely farmers in Illinois will get any ACRE payments for the 2011 crop year.
Our expectations are there won't be any payments made on ACRE for corn in 2011 or for soybeans or wheat. And just to give you a feel for that, on corn, we would have to have a market year average price below $4.14 before we would get a payment. And right now, WASD, the midpoint of the range is $6.20, so that's not likely to happen. So neither are soybeans or wheat. Soybeans, we would have to have a price below $9.51. And wheat, we would have to have a price below $4.99. There's not likely to be any ACRE payments for corn, soybeans, or wheat in Illinois in 2011.
The crops in the ground now, or about to go in the ground for the 2012 growing season, aren't likely to produce an ACRE payment either.
We can estimate pretty closely what the benchmark revenue for 2012 is, and that'll be $7.05 for corn, roughly $7.05 for corn. And for if we have state yields near their benchmarks, we would have to have a price below $4.20 to get a payment on ACRE in 2012. And again, that's not very likely. We're looking at a $6.20 price now, so it would have to fall $2 between this year and next year. And that'd be a 30% decline, and that's only happened once between 72 and 2011.
Farmers, says Schnitke, can still enroll in the Acre program for 2012, and while it doesn't look like it will make a payment, he thinks it's a good option because it does provide revenue protection, and that's exactly what it's supposed to do, and over the life of the program so far, that's what it's done. It's paid out once, but not enough to cover the cost of the program.
It made one payment in 2009 for corn, and it hasn't covered those direct costs. Having said that, we've had pretty good years in agriculture the last four or five, so it probably shouldn't have paid either.
For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
A one-size-fits-all approach is something Ag Committee members in Congress have been fighting against regarding the Farm Bill. House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas believes all crops need a farm program that protects them from multi-year price drops. Lucas says the Senate bill's shallow loss revenue program that would cover some losses beyond crop insurance won't provide a proper safety if prices plummet. A farm bill has to be written for the bad times, he says, and he intends to include a shallow loss program and target price program in the House bill. U.S. Trade Representative Ron Kirk says he thinks the overall economic situation in countries across the world puts everyone in a better position to have a more thoughtful conversation about farming support than there's been in a long time. U.S. dairy and sugar producers are concerned their government programs could suffer from a deal in the talks surrounding the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement between the United States and eight countries in the Asia-Pacific. Kirk says if there's a silver lining in the economic instability around the world, it's forcing a more thoughtful conversation about all subsidies and farm supports in the United States Congress, in Europe, and Brazil. The United States Department of Agriculture is now accepting applications for grants to help low and very low-income rural residents repair their homes. These housing preservation grants, offered through the USDA's Rural Development, are available to town or county governments, public agencies, federally recognized Indian tribes, and nonprofit or faith-based organizations, and then distributed to low-income homeowners. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says strong rural communities are a key to a stronger America, and these grants help rural homeowners make the necessary repairs for safer, healthier, and more energy-efficient homes. Up to $4.1 million will be available during fiscal year 2012. Applications are due on the 25th. A feature on the Saturday show, one of our guests from earlier programs, Bianca Massa, will answer your questions about the care, feeding, and training of your horses. You can email her at massa_Bianca, spelled B-I-A-N-C-A, at yahoo.com. On a later program, she will answer your questions on the air. Once again, you can email questions to massa_Bianca at yahoo.com. Our guest on the Farm Show tomorrow morning, Dr. Lynette Hemker of the Greenville Veterinary Clinic. And congratulations to Highland High School. They won the state fishing tournament at the Carlisle Lake last weekend. There were 58 teams from all over the state that competed. And congratulations to the Highland Bass Fishing Team, John Renderer, their coach. Coming up tomorrow, once again, our guest on the WSMI Horse Program, Dr. Lynette Hemker of the Greenville Veterinary Clinic. Coming up later today, we'll have the commodity markets for you beginning about 9:32 from Sorrell's Farm Supply in Raymond. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by the Litchfield National Bank, and by the Taylor & Soaps Tea Room and Gift Shop of Mount Olive.